Sydney McCorkle becoming the first girl to make an extra point in North Carolina independent school history.
First girl in history to play football at an NCISAA school.
McCorkle with a huge tackle.
What a play from the kicker, Sydney McCorkle.
Sid to win it on the extra point. Good snap, good hold. She got it.
Do you know who Sydney McCorkle is?
Oh, she's the Providence State kicker.
I've heard the name, but I don't know who she is.
Oh my god, the kicker?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I do know who that is.
No?
I do not.
If I told you she played football at Providence State, would that ring a bell?
No. Oh, actually, yeah, no, I've seen pictures of her, but I didn't know that was her name.
Who?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a kicker, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Oh, the kicker. The girl kicker. Oh, I heard about that.
Hey everyone, welcome to the story of Sydney McCorkle. I'm your host, Maggie Brennan, and I'm a senior here at Country Day. Today is super exciting for me because I get to talk with a new friend from Providence Day, Sydney McCorkle. Sydney is a junior in high school and the kicker for the Providence Day football team. She was the first female to play varsity high school football in the NCISAA. She was also the first girl to score in a game, kicking two extra points in a 48-0 win over Charlotte Latin. She's had game-saving and game-winning moments, which I highly recommend checking out in her huddle or many articles found online. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sydney.
Yeah, of course.
So I'll start from the beginning, and I'll ask, when and how did you start playing football?
I grew up always loving football, and I also have an older brother, and we have a pretty big age difference. He's 10 years older, so it also just, like, connected us, and just something that we had in common, just both loving football. So just growing up watching football on Sundays and just going to throw the football and actually start to kick in the backyard. And then also in lower school, I just playing football with some of the guys that are still on the team now, just like at recess at my school.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Right. I read somewhere that you started in seventh grade, right?
Yeah, I started playing tackle in seventh grade.
Okay.
So that was pre tackle, or honestly being on like an official team.
Mm-hmm.
But I started playing at my school in seventh grade and loved it from the start, all the coaches and everything.
That's so fun. Yeah, I remember hearing like in seventh grade, I was like, oh, they're playing there's a girl that's on their team. And I was like, wait, what? Like, that's so cool.
Yeah. In seventh grade, I started out playing like receiver as well as kicker. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to high school, I just became full-time kicker and just focusing on that more, just because I can't really compete.
No, fair. So did you ever have any kind of role model? Like, I know a lot of people heard about the name Sarah Fuller, the Vanderbilt kicker, but is there anyone that you related to or like looked up to or still do?
Probably just being a Panthers fan growing up, probably Graham Gano.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I don't know, I was just thought it was so cool. And I was at the game, and I think he tied, like, the NFL, like, mm-hmm. field goal record or something. 1 yard short, I forget. I want to say it was tied. But probably Graham Gano, just, I don't know, I really thought he was.
Right. That's so cool. So have your parents, I know you said your brother was, like, a big part of the process here. Have your parents always been supportive about this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they've done, they did a lot for me. And after my eighth grade year, when there was a rule in for the mm-hmm. NCISAA that, like, girls couldn't play on guys' teams, and they helped with our athletic director at Providence Day.
Mm-hmm.
And also an attorney to help, like, overchange that rule. So they're just, like, super committed and just, like, definitely, like, want to see me
mm-hmm.
succeed, I guess. I don't know. They've always been so supportive.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. Do you, like, remember the day when the rule got overchanged?
Oh, yeah. It was, I think it was, like, January, like, 18th or something.
Oh, my God.
2020. And they were supposed to decide it, like, that April. But so I was, like, shocked to hear that they'd already decided. I just came home one day from school and I found out. And I just, it was insane.
That's so exciting. So how did your teammates, like, handle your presence?
From the start, honestly, they just, mm-hmm. like, accepted me from right away. And, like, obviously really lucky mm-hmm. to, like, have that. And definitely, like, the most supportive people, like, I know. Mm-hmm. So I've never had, like, any issue with any of them or anything.
That's so awesome. I literally saw, like, a TikTok or something. Someone, like, blew up on TikTok.
Yeah.
I saw. And everyone just seemed like they, like, fully embraced you. And I was like, that is so cool. But the dynamic is always something I've definitely worried about.
Yeah.
So do you ever feel isolated? Like, I've always wondered, like, the locker rooms or hotels, like, in trips and stuff like that. How does that work?
So during the season, I have like my own locker room, mm-hmm. and it's honestly like it. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I don't really get lonely. Like, sometimes it's just nice. Like, I can just listen to my music just like out loud. Yeah, and I'm just like the only one around and stuff. And then I mean, we don't change in the same locker room, obviously. But right. Before games. And I mean, there's a lot of time people spend in locker room where like their people are not changing. So I do go into mm-hmm. their locker room occasionally, mm-hmm. especially for like pre-game meetings or honestly, like sometimes meetings before practice. And there's just a spot I wait outside the locker room. Like the coaches always just come and let me in. So it's really never been an issue. For away games, usually like it's not a big deal to me if there's not a locker room, like, mm-hmm. and I can just like change the bathroom or whatever. But there's very few games that are like far away enough that we can't just like wear our pants like to the game because you just yeah. throw on the shoulder pads above it. So it's never really been an issue. And then just like overnight trips, just have my own like room, hotel room or whatever. Right. And yeah,
that's honestly pretty nice. I definitely feel like that could get awkward so easily, but that's yeah. nice to hear that they like handle it so smoothly.
Oh yeah, 100%.
How did you feel playing against a girl kicker?
No different than playing against a guy kicker.
She's like any other player.
Good. I don't know. They beat us pretty badly, so bad.
I don't care. I mean, if she kicks the ball, then it's fine. Yeah. I was kind of confused at first.
It's pretty impressive. I saw this TikTok on my For You page, and she was, like, kicking. It was fantastic.
You're listening to The Story of Sydney McCorkle, a production of the journalism class with Kick at Charlotte Country Day School. Have you ever faced any backlash at all?
Not, like, at my school or with my team at all. The only thing I can think of be recently, just, like, honestly, like, some TikTok, Instagram, oh, yeah. just, like, some bigger, like, platforms just reposting videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. But honestly, not bad. And a lot of my teammates will, like, go in the comments and, like, defend me or something.
Oh, that's so cute. No, I would totally assume that there would be, like, I was honestly surprised because I went around and did, like, little questions for people around here. I was like, do you know who Sydney McCorkle is? And like
yeah.
those will be inserted. And then I was like, how do you feel about this? And I was shocked. I thought that there would be people like against yeah. it or something, but everyone was like, that's so cool. And I was like, yeah, it is so cool. Like that is so insane. But so what is your plan for the future? Do you have like football involved in that?
Yeah, I'm trying to play in college. Mm-hmm. The recruiting process definitely started a lot of it for kickers has to do with like this summer just going to mm-hmm. a lot of different camps around the country. And last year I went to just like NC State, Clemson, Princeton, UMiami, Vanderbilt. I just kind of did like a variety yeah. of camps and just getting to meet the coaches and stuff, and it honestly went really well. And just I guess now it hasn't really picked up much, but I'm hoping the summer will be good.
That's awesome. I like definitely want to follow that because that's gonna be so exciting. I mean, I always see like the commitment post and I'm yeah. like, yeah, like I don't even know who they are, but I'm like, let's go.
Yeah,
like,
no, honestly.
So have any girls ever expressed your influence on them, and how does that make you feel if that's happened?
Yeah, so this was a few years ago, there's been multiple occasions, but a few years ago there was a girl from I think Covenant Day that reached out and was just talking about how, like, how she wanted to, like, join in on her school football team and just asking, like, how I got started and just, like, kind of helping her because the rule was still in place at that point. So then mm-hmm. after, like, my school overturned that rule, I think technically she's allowed to play if her school allows yeah. her to. I don't know if her school allowed her to, but just that was cool knowing that there was, like, more than just, like, one person.
Right.
And then I train outside of school with like an outside trainer, and there's mm-hmm. recently been a girl that like, occasionally comes, and I guess just I feel like reaching out to her more and mm-hmm. just seeing her like start to become such a better kicker because she's staying consistent with it is really cool too.
Yeah, that's so cool. So do you ever feel like with being the only girl that plays football like on your team, do you ever feel like you have to live up to some expectation or like be a symbol rather than just play? Is that like a burden at all?
I don't feel like extra pressure because I don't feel extra pressure like because I am a girl, but I definitely think it's in the back of my head, but not really mm-hmm. like when I'm playing in a game. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have like any favorite football memory?
On the field, probably just the game winner against Christian this yeah. year was really, really cool.
Yeah, can you elaborate on that more? I totally saw that on like videos and I was like, oh yeah. my god, like that is so insane.
So it was, I mean, Christian for us has always been like a really big rival mm-hmm. for PD, especially because yeah, and it was overtime, and I don't know, I kind of had like a feeling that it was going to come down to a kick, and that's really weird, but after I saw their kicker like missed the extra point, because we went second, I was like, oh my gosh, like it really is going to come down to like a kick, and after we scored, I just went out and kicked it. I mean, it didn't have that much power, but it was like straight down the middle. I just like chipped it up, and then I just like my whole like the whole O line just came and like tackled me, and I just remember like so everyone just like coming on top.
I was like, "Why do I have chills?" So, how do you handle that pressure? Like, not even just because being a girl, but like when it comes down to like kicking at the end, like how do you handle that pressure?
Honestly, just like knowing I prepared before, just like I feel like for the most part, consistency has never really been like an issue for me, and just like staying focused, not overthinking it, and just like finding a spot in the background that I can just like focus to kick the ball straight to. So honestly, probably just staying calm and
That's awesome. So do you have any certain coach that you are really close with that, or that has supported you throughout this process?
My head coach, Coach Greer, has just from the start been super supportive and honestly just made like such a big impact on, I feel like the whole team, just like, I think he shows like he cares for the players and everything like on and off the field, just like even in like schoolwork and stuff, just like trying to help. And then also probably my middle school coach, Coach Cater, definitely also made a big impact.
So your friends, would you say that your friends are like, do you have a friend group on the side? Do they come to the games? How do they handle this?
Yeah, so honestly, I feel like I have like two different friend groups. Like I have like my friends, like they're like girls that like just like hang out with the school, hang out with outside of school. And then I also have like the like football teammates who I also hang out with at school, which is sometimes nice because it's just like, it's like two different worlds.
Yeah.
It's like the conversations just vary so much. But, no, my friends are definitely super supportive and come to the games and stuff. And it's always just really fun just, like, after the games, just, like, seeing them because it's, like, I guess the student section, too. Honestly, at my school is super, super supportive.
Oh, y'all's is really fun.
Yeah.
I've seen. I'm like,
no, I really, I love the student section. So after the games is always really fun, just when everyone just, like, crowds around and stuff.
So they come to every game. They're always
For sure.
Oh, that's so fun. So the difference between, like, boys and girls, is it weird hearing two different conversations and dynamics all the time?
Honestly, it's, like, really nice because sometimes, like, it's really nice to have, like, a balance between, like, different conversations just like, between, like, my team and my friends that I hang out with at school. And,
I've always thought it's so nice to have just, like, an outlet. Being with the same friends, like, it can be so awesome, but it's also, like, I always need some extra time just to go talk to someone else and get a different kind of conversation going.
For sure.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Special thanks to you, Sydney, for joining me today, and thank you all so much for listening to the story of Sydney McCorkle. I'm so happy that though Sydney goes to an opposing school, we were able to come together and celebrate something much bigger as she breaks countless barriers. This has been a production of the Podcast in Class with Kick at Charlotte Country Day School.